WICHNR forecast looks like it is going to be a hot one today and about 94 degrees. Well, as I mentioned, we have Dr. Joseph Chang with us this morning, author of The Aging Myth, and let's see what's going on. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Mark.
It is, I never knew aging was a myth. It actually is?
It really is, because I think it's almost the concept that all of us subscribe to has been that aging is inevitable, that there's nothing we can do about it, and we sort of almost need to resort to extreme measures to somehow influence it. It's becoming clear from our science and from a lot of science around the world that's been conducted on aging that this is it's not true anymore. The paradigm has actually shifted, and now we're really talking about the fact that aging is not inevitable. It is something that the fountain of youth that we've all been seeking is actually found within us, and this location of this fountain of youth is actually at the genetic level.
Well, at least we don't have to go tramping through the swamps of Florida, right?
That's correct.
So how do we ignite this fountain of youth? How do we get it going?
Yeah, well, these genes that we've discovered, they're specifically related to the aging process, and we gave them a name. We call them youth gene clusters. It's a collection of genes that somehow, if we can influence their activity or reset their activity, if you will, that we can actually keep ourselves looking and feeling younger for a very much longer time. So, and we can do that with a lot of several natural ingredients that we have discovered now.
Okay. Can you give us an idea of what some of those ingredients may be?
Yes. Well, some of them are really quite common. The micronutrients, for example, that are found in our foods, they are important ingredients. And Hippocrates used to say several thousand years ago that we are what we eat, correct?
Right.
So, and now we know through the with science to be able to figure out what he meant and be able to actually decipher what these nutrients are doing. And they're doing it at a genetic level. And I think one of the things that we wish folks to remember that when we think about aging, it's really not about living as long as we can, but living well as long as we can. It is about the quality of life that is way more important when you talk about aging. So, I mean, we are living longer, but I think you're beginning to see that not all of us are necessarily living better. And that's what we're trying to change with AgeLock. And the book describes a lot of ways that we can actually do that through the genetic mechanisms.
Well, it is amazing, you know, people go back to their class reunions and they see people who look almost twice their age. You know, they're wrinkled, they're bald, they're this and that, and but yet there are some there that look very much like they did back in college or something.
Yeah.
So would that be contributed to what they eat, or is that just because their parents were like that as well?
No, I think we share practically all our genes. You know, when we analyze genes, there are very few differences between the genes that you have versus the genes that I have. The biggest difference that we've found with our AgeLock science is the fact that our genes behave differently in different people. So depending on our lifestyle and the environment that we live in, these age-related genes can actually get out of tune, if you will. And when these genes get out of tune, they cannot orchestrate the aging process effectively and optimally in our bodies. And that's why some people, when those genes get out of tune, if you will, in that person, they look older or feel older. Whereas in you, where you have lived have a really optimal lifestyle and eating proper nutrition and so on, your genes don't get out of tune, and that's why you age slower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's an amazing thing. Now, we're not going to have to eat a whole bunch of beets, asparagus, and lima beans now, are we?
No, I don't think so. I really believe in the fact that everything in moderation, and you don't really have to go to the extremes to actually stay healthy. And to help people to really achieve that goal, We have also developed several products through our ageLOC Science, and where we have been able, for example, on the skin, we have developed an anti-aging skincare system that can actually help people to preserve skin health and
wow.
look younger. Yeah. And we have a second product that we develop along the lines as a nutritional supplement that people can take, and they can feel younger when they take that product.
I see. I see. So you have found what people have been looking for generation after generation? Is that what you're saying?
We believe we are very close. We are indeed. We know at least at the very at worst the shape of the fountain of youth. And in fact, with our ageLOC Science, we are just beginning to scratch the surface and understanding of what genes do to the aging process.
Well, but I still do like beets, asparagus, and lima beans. So I guess I'm eating them and enjoying them, but it's not really going to affect me. I'm going to have to buy your product. Is that what you're saying?
I think continue to have that great diet, Mark. It sounds like a very good diet that you're eating.
I do eat well. I of course, everybody goes off course every now and again. I've certainly do that from time to time. But to actually look younger, is there? We're talking a product to buy. Is that what we're offering here today?
Yes, and they can find out more about this anti-aging skincare system on our website. It's called New Skin, NUSKIN.com, and the products are all described there and how we develop those products through ageLOC.
All right. Well, Doctor, I thank you very much. It sounds like a fascinating product you have there.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, so long now.
Thank you.
How about that? Right, there you go. Online, and you'll find all about it.